There's an art to the extraction. First, I take Tyler's arm, heavy across my stomach, and slide my fingers beneath. I lift it slightly and move centimeter by centimeter to the right side of the bed. And when I'm mostly free, I grab one of his pillows, warmed by my own overthinking head, and slip it under his arm. If I'm lucky, he'll snuffle softly in the moonlight streaming into his messy bedroom, hug the pillow, and stay sleeping. If I'm unlucky, he'll wake up and ask me where I'm going. "Ruby, just stay. Ruby, please. Ruby, it won't kill you to cuddle." I don't have the energy for that. Tyler's messy brown hair falls into his face as he smiles in his sleep and hugs my pillow replacement a little tighter. I got lucky tonight, in every sense of the word. I grab my boots, leftovers from one of the 10 million Western theme pageants I've smiled my way through over the years, and creep out the front door barefoot, careful not to let the screen door slam and wake his parents. The motion sensor light clicks on as I shove my feet into my boots and make a beeline for my car, my soul, my lifeline, my baby blue 1970 Ford Torino. Yes, it's old as hell, but it's the one thing in this world that's truly mine. I bought it, rusted and rotten, off my great Aunt Maeve's estate for $300. I painstakingly put it back together, scavenging pieces from junkyards and flea markets. I restored it to its current state of splendor. Me. I did that. Okay, so maybe I had a little help from Billy Jackson, the town's least crooked mechanic. But still. I climb inside and shift it into neutral, taking off the emergency brake and letting the car coast backward down Tyler's long hill of a driveway and into the street, where I finally flick the ignition. It rumbles to life, the sound closer to a growl than a purr. I resist the urge to rev the engine. God, I love that sound. And point my car toward home, feeling loose and boneless, relaxed and happy. Content in the way one only can during that tiny glint of freedom between chores and obligations. Not that Tyler is an obligation, or a chore, for that matter. He's nice enough. Our time together fun and consensual. In another universe, we'd probably be dating. But we live in this one. And in this universe, I love exactly two things. Sleep, and my car.